This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Bob McDonald joins me on the long line. He is the Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Virginia, at least for a few more days. And I do want to point out that this is his last appearance on this program as Virginia's Attorney General, hereafter to appear as the Republican nominee as governor, and perhaps as governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Bob McDonald, how are you, sir?
Boy, it's great to be with you.
Absolutely, absolutely. I want to, before we talk about policy and politics, as we are wont to do, I want to just thank you so much for being such a good friend of this program. And I, for one, enjoy your friendship. And I was telling folks earlier in the last half hour that you are the longest regular guest on this program, now going into our fourth year. And you joined me the very first month and said, absolutely, I'd love to be a part of the program. And you have been there every single month sharing your thoughts with the folks here in Central Virginia. And we've really enjoyed it.
Well, Coy, I appreciate you saying that. It's been delightful to be on with you for these last 3 years. I think government needs to be open and honest and transparent. You need to subject yourself to questions and answer for what you do, what decisions you make. And this forum you've given me every month has been terrific. You know, I hate to leave the job. It's a great job. I love the people that work here. They've been there, terrific public servants. They've done great work for me, helping us get our clients good advice and getting 83 and 94 bills passed. But, you know, I just got to the point where I thought that it's not right to draw a salary from the taxpayers while I'm campaigning for governor, essentially full-time. So this was the right thing to do, and what most attorneys general have done over the last couple of decades. But glad to be on with you, and I hope you'll continue with my successor, Bill Mims, and having him on.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to talking to now deputy and soon-to-be Attorney General Bill Mims, and we're looking forward to talking to him as well, and also looking forward to talking to you regularly as the Republican nominee for governor.
Well, I like that offer. I'll come on as often as you'll have me. I'd look forward to doing that. I've got a lot of ideas that I want to be talking about during the campaign on jobs and economic development and education and higher ed and all the things we need to do to reform the government to make it more efficient and cut costs and serve our clients better. So I'd be delighted to come on, Coy, and as often as you'll have me.
Well,
thanks.
We'll look forward to that. The phone lines are open at 977-1070. You got a comment or a question for Bob McDonald as he prepares to step down as Virginia's Attorney General and focus on his run for governor. I know he would love to hear from you, 977-1070. Let me ask you before we go to the phones, just your thoughts on this whole smoking ban. It's made a lot of headlines. The governor and the speaker announced a compromise that the reporters have said that was watered down a little bit with some amendments. And the governor says, well, that's not what we agreed on. It's a different package now. I can't really support this. Your thoughts on this whole thing?
Well, first of all, I commend the speaker and the governor for trying to work together and put partisanship aside and try to come out with a policy that they felt was fair. You know, I'm a non-smoker. I don't go to restaurants that where they're smoking. I like to vote with my pocketbook and go to non-smoking restaurants. I have never supported those outright bans like that, Coy, because I really feel it's up to the free market. We shouldn't have government telling restaurants on these kinds of things how to run their restaurants. We've already got non-smoking sections required. We already have 70% of the restaurants in Virginia that are non-smoking. Why? Because the free market is working. The patrons demand it, and the owners respond and put up a no-smoking sign. Any restaurant in Virginia can put up that sign right now and say this is a non-smoking restaurant. So I've kind of felt that the system is working okay. There are other, frankly, some small businesses around that cater to groups that like to smoke and have a few alcoholic beverages that this is really going to hurt them in a down economy, and I'm concerned about that. But the bottom line, I'm just concerned. I have a reservation about the government mandating how restaurants operate at this level, and so I have not been able to support that, and it's pretty much been consistent for the last 3 years. But again, I do applaud them for trying to find some middle ground.
We're talking with Bob McDonald, the Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Virginia, the Republican nominee for governor. Sarah has been waiting very patiently online, too. Sarah, you're on with Bob McDonald. You go right ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Deputy Attorney General.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi. I was wondering if you supported Tim Kaine's transportation initiative that you defended in court.
Actually, it was the transportation initiative that was put together by some House and Senate Republicans back in 2007. I helped to facilitate that by getting them together to try to craft a proposal that we thought was reasonable and generated $1.3 billion in new money. And the governor amended that bill, and unfortunately, a couple of the amendments on the abuser fee and then on the regional authority is what caused it to be rendered unconstitutional. But yeah, the bill passed, I thought it was going to move the ball forward in transportation funding, and it was my duty as Attorney General to defend that bill. And we tried to do that aggressively in court, but the court felt that the regional authorities were unconstitutional. The one thing, sir, I'd point out is that the rest of that bill that very little is said about is still in place, and it generates about $500 million a year in new money for roads. That's $3 billion in bonds and a number of others, some general fund transfers and a couple of user fees and some other things. That's doing a lot of lot of good right now for the Commonwealth. But obviously the court made its decision, and there's a lot more to do, and that's why as I run for governor, I'm going to be talking a lot about what we need to do on transportation.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sarah, thanks so much for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to line 3. Casey is on the line in Charlottesville. Casey, you're on with Bob McDonald. Go right ahead.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hey, Casey.
Hi. I know you've said, given the current state of the economy, that you would not support a tax increase, and I'm just curious if you have ever supported a tax increase.
Very rarely. I've supported a couple of fee increases along the way. Back in 2002, I supported the referendum to put a regional tax increase on the ballot for transportation. But my view is this. The budget of Virginia has doubled in the last 10 years. It's tripled in the last 18 years that I've been in office. In the last 10 years, it's grown 30% faster than the rate of growth in population and inflation. And so I think what people expect, and what I hear them talk about, is before we talk about increasing taxes, we need to get spending under control, certainly at the federal level, with this incredibly massive national debt now that's going to be over $10 trillion with the passage of this new spending bill. And I think taxpayers would really like to see us do that, to find ways to pare back certain spending, to put metrics in place, to cut out programs that don't work, to reduce regulations that are outdated and ineffective, which is what I've done as Attorney General with our Regulatory Reform Task Force. So my general view is that the reason we're such a friendly business state and we've got so many businesses that want to come here and we got new businesses that want to start up is because we try to keep taxation and regulation and litigation to a minimum in Virginia. We keep a strong right to work law. And that's been the secret both with the Democrats and Republicans for keeping a prosperous state. So I generally disfavor tax increases along the way as a way to generate more money. I think you incentivize the economy to create more wealth, and that's how more tax revenues get generated.
Can you envision any circumstance when you might support a tax increase?
I imagine if there were some national emergencies that took place that devastated certain parts of the state where you needed to completely rebuild infrastructure or things like that. I mean, there may be some of those circumstances, but I would say I'd take those cases as we come. I certainly think it's not appropriate, especially in a recession that we're in now, that you'd want to increase taxes. I don't think that leads to more prosperous society. So I think that view of limited government and incentivizing the economy to grow as opposed to increasing taxes for more government programs is certainly the better philosophy.
Casey, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Rick. He's on his cell phone out on Route 250. Rick, you're on with Bob McDonald. Go right ahead.
Hey, thank you very much. Appreciate
it. Hey, Rick, how's that cell service?
President Obama just signed the state CHIP bill to expand childhood medical programs and coverage. And doing so increases the tax on cigarettes by 60 cents a pack. I was just wondering where the Attorney General stands on the state chip legislation, because he indicated that he didn't want to see taxes go up, but which is more important, people who smoke cigarettes or the welfare of children? So there's a question over for him.
Well, that's a little bit of a Hobson's choice. I certainly support some of the expansions that we've seen in the SCHIP program that have done a lot of good work to take kids that are at risk, that are in need of medical care, and rather than to have extensive or expansive Medicaid payments after the fact because kids get sick, I'd much rather have them be involved in the health care program with preventive health measures and other things at an early age. And SCHIP has helped. We've done our matches in Virginia to draw down the SCHIP funds that we've got. But I don't think it's fair to really make the comparison as either do you favor kids being healthy or do you favor taxing smoking. I don't quite think it's that simple. The legislation the president signed, I think, increased the federal cigarette tax 62 cents. And it's easy to, you know, pick on smokers because 80% of the population doesn't smoke. The question is it fair when a lot of the economy in Virginia does depend, or not some of the economy does depend on the tobacco industry? I don't choose to use the product. It's a legal product. Other people do. We've got Philip Morris headquartered in Richmond as one of our significant corporate presences here that generates a lot of jobs. So I'd say that, you know, there are choices to make when you're president of the United States or in the Congress, and you've got to make choices about what you think is important. And just because some idea is good, that doesn't need to mean you raise taxes to support it. I think it means you make good choices about where you're going to spend the money. And when I see some things that are in this stimulus bill that have really nothing to do with promoting jobs or the economy, they're just long-standing wish lists of various congressmen that generally are called pork or earmarks. I don't think that's responsible spending. I'd rather see it spent on SCHIP as opposed to grass seed for the Capitol or golf course infrastructure improvements and some of these other things that are in this current bill. I think that's the choices you got to make.
Rick, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. We got a phone line open for you at 977-1070. We're talking with Bob McDonnell. He is the Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Virginia, at least for a few more days, and then he will step down to focus on his run for governor, the Republican nominee for governor. General, if you win in November, when you step into office next January 2010, one of the most front burner things that you would be dealing with is what some have called a crisis in Virginia with transportation. The political will does not exist in Virginia, and has not for some time in Richmond, rather, to do what they did in 1987 under Governor Gerald Blyles and raise the gas tax to fund projects. What is the answer then? If raising taxes is not the answer, what is the solution to what's happening to Hampton Roads, what's happening in Northern Virginia, and what is slowly we're seeing happen in different ways at different levels all across Virginia with a crumbling transportation infrastructure?
There's no question we've got to do a much better job on transportation infrastructure. I grew up in Northern Virginia in Fairfax County, and all my family, extended families up there. I lived in Virginia Beach the last 21 years, so I've lived in the two metro areas that have the most significant transportation problems. I think we just got to be a little more, much more creative. I mean, there are significant multi-billion-dollar needs out there, and I'm going to have a transportation package that we'll talk about during the course of the campaign, and it's going to revolve around having a much more extensive use of public-private partnerships so we can use a minimal amount of state money to leverage significant private sector dollars. That's going to require some payment of some tolls, but that's a fair user fee, and we've got good technology to collect those. I think we need to use our AAA bond rating to be able to bond some of these projects like we did 2 years ago to be able to get immediate money available to build some of these road projects. I think we need to consider some innovative ideas like have been used in Chicago and Indiana to use concessions to provide some long-term leases of select assets to get cash on the barrelhead now to put back into transportation. And I think, we got to look at tie this in with the energy policy as well. Right now, virtually all the cars are running on gas, and that's the main source of our transportation funding is the gas tax. But, you know, a couple of years from now, well, heck, actually right now we've got electric cars, we've got natural gas cars, hydrogen cars, liquefied coal cars are probably right around the corner. We've got all kinds of alternatives to the to gasoline, and so we're going to have to look at, as those energy technologies come online, we're not going to be able to support our road infrastructure just from the gas tax. So what are the other things that we can do in order to promote promote the energy industry and maybe have alternative sources of funds for transportation? So I've got a lot of those kinds of ideas. I think we need to have environmental streamlining. One of the reasons roads cost so much is it takes 6 to 9 years from the time you've got the idea to the time you get all the approvals from the government. 5 years to do an environmental impact statement. I mean, we got to speed this stuff up because the cost of roads go at 6 to 10% or more increase a year, and that's really driving up the cost. So those are just a few of the ideas, Coy, and I'll have a comprehensive proposal here in the near future.
We're talking with Attorney General Bob McDonnell. He is the Republican nominee for governor. Lee is on the line in Charlottesville. Lee, you're on with Bob McDonnell. You go right ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, and I'll ask the question and I'll get off so I can hear the answer. Mr. McDonnell, I was interested, there's been a lot of talk about fundraising during the legislative session, and I was wondering what your opinion was about how inappropriate for Governor Kaine and other elected officials to attend fundraisers like the recent JJ dinner during the session. I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Lee, thanks for the call.
Well, the law is pretty clear that a member of the General Assembly or an elected official can't solicit or receive contributions for themselves or a particular candidate committee during the course of the legislative session. That's something the General Assembly put in place maybe a decade or so ago. That's the right thing to do, just to separate money and votes and create remove any appearance of impropriety. The law doesn't ban raising money for other types of committees or charities. And so I know there was quite a flap about the big JJ dinner that the Democrat Party had this weekend, but because it's a committee of the Democrat Party and not a particular candidate committee, then it's appropriate or legal under the law. I think everybody, you know, beyond the letter of the law, every elected official just has to decide then beyond that, what do they feel is appropriate or comfortable for them so that they keep the highest level of public trust and they keep the in accordance with the spirit of the law so that there's not a lot of money being donated during the time when legislation is going on. So that's the legal view, and I think, again, everybody has to make, each legislator ought to make that decision on whether there's a higher standard they want to set for themselves.
He has been the Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Virginia. He'll step down early next week to focus on his run for governor. He'll have a very different daily schedule starting next week, and we wish you all the best. Very good luck to you. It's going to be an exciting year, and we'll look forward to talking to you again very, very soon. Thank you so much.
Coy, it's been an honor to serve as Attorney General, to be on your show regularly. I appreciate the forum you've given me and great callers today. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Take care.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.